Seems legit, Xi Jinping told Trump. Propping up the Chinese communists helps MAGA. By Francis Martel on October 31, 2025. Genocidal Chinese dictator Xi Jinping attempted to convince President Donald Trump during their meeting on Thursday that helping the Communist Party achieve China's development and revitalization was compatible with Make America Great Again, the president's long-standing policy slogan. China's state-run news agency, Xinhua, reported on Xi's comments following the meeting, which occurred on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation (APEC) summit ongoing in South Korea. While President Trump himself published a message on his takeaways from the summit on his website, Truth Social, the Chinese Communist Party rarely allows Xi to speak in his own words, instead publishing summaries of what he allegedly said. Chinese President Xi Jinping said here Thursday that China's development and revitalization goes hand in hand with U.S. President Donald Trump's vision to make America great again, Xinhua reported from Busan, South Korea. It did not elaborate on how Xi made the argument that helping his totalitarian Communist Party secure revitalization after it destroyed the nation's economy with sprawling human rights abuses during the Wuhan coronavirus lockdowns furthers the goals of Make America Great Again. China and the United States should be partners and friends. That is what history has taught us and what reality needs, Xi was quoted as saying. Make America Great Again has been the Trump political movement's slogan since he launched his first presidential campaign in 2015. The object of the MAGA mission is to focus heavily on reconstructing the American manufacturing sector gutted by China's inclusion into the World Trade Organization, WTO, at the turn of the century, aesthetically revitalizing the United States, and reducing the threat of crime. Given the outsized role the Chinese Communist Party's dominance in global manufacturing, achieved largely through slavery, has played in the destruction of the American economy, it remains unclear how helping China's economy grow further would further MAGA. President Trump celebrated his meeting with Xi as a resounding success on Thursday, ranking it as a 12 out of 10. In a message published on Truth Social, Trump stated that Xi approved massive purchases of American soybeans, sorghum, and other agricultural materials, and also agreed to begin building a structure to import large amounts of American oil and gas. Beijing would also postpone its proposed limits on exporting rare earth and critical minerals to the United States, which would have significantly damaged the American technology industry. I was extremely honored by the fact that President Xi authorized China to begin the purchase of massive amounts of soybeans, sorghum, and other farm products. Our farmers will be very happy, Trump wrote. Additionally, China has agreed to continue the flow of rare earth, critical minerals, magnets, etc., openly and freely. I had a truly great meeting with President Xi of China. There is enormous respect between our two countries, and that will only be enhanced with what just took place, Trump applauded. On Friday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry reiterated both its and America's positive assessments of the meeting. China-U.S. economic and trade relations are mutually beneficial in nature, spokesman Guo Jiakun told reporters during the ministry's regular press briefing. As President Xi Jinping noted, the business relationship should continue to serve as the anchor and driving force for China-U.S. relations, not a stumbling block or a point of friction. China stands ready to work with the U.S. to act on the important common understandings between the two presidents, Guo assured, and continuously shorten the list of problems and lengthen the list of cooperation through dialogue and consultation in the spirit of equality, mutual respect and mutual benefit, so as to promote the steady, sound and sustainable development of China-U.S. relations and provide more certainty and stability to the world. On Friday, Xi addressed APEC, following Trump's departure back to the United States. His rhetoric, typically antagonistic towards America in international forums, took a more conciliatory tone, though he did warn that confrontation and antagonism breed only estrangement and turbulence. Xi emphasized that other countries should continue to rely on China for manufacturing, demanding they help keep industrial and supply chains stable and smooth. China's manufacturing sector, while still dominant around the world, has declined considerably since Xi ordered the nation's largest cities under lockdown during the peak of the Wuhan pandemic. On Friday, the Communist Party published data showing that Chinese manufacturing contracted for the seventh month in a row in October, coming in less vigorously than economists anticipated. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.